Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Conversation with Good Brothers talk show. Back from last week. So to all my loyal listeners, thank you so very much for tuning back in this week. We had a few, we had a little technical difficulties last week, but we're back broadcasting live from the barbershop. That's barbershop here in Pittsburgh out in the East Liberty section. I've said it over, and many of you ought to know me, how I feel about this barbershop and the people that come through this barbershop, especially the barbers here. So we'll be broadcasting here monthly and bring you, some of the, topics that you all email us in. Once again, my counterpart, Sean, had a baby last week. For you all didn't get an opportunity to hear the show last week, Sean's wife gave birth to a lovely, incredible young man. So I wanted to congratulate him and his lovely wife once again on the birth of the child. Welcome, the new member of the family. But like I said, we're back at the barbershop this week. Really excited, really excited about today's topic. We can go around a circle and introduce, let you know who's in the shop, who's in the house with us. But the topic this afternoon or this evening is living to the expectations of your mate. So, I will really hope that we can get some feedback, some call-ins, or some questions. You know, if there's something that we touched upon or we didn't touch upon, you're more than welcome to, call in. For those of us that's online, www.ex3radio2.com. You can type your question to the engineer. He will get it to me. Or if you're on, if you are calling on the phone at 1-929-479-3860, dial 1 or press 1, and he will put you in a queue. And I'll be sure to, listen to any comments. Well, with that said, we can go around a circle, let everybody know who we have in the building.
Hey, Rob.
My barber. Okay, that's my barber, y'all. So when you see me with the fresh cut, you know what I mean? I got my swag on. This is the culprit right here. Blame him. You know what I mean?
What's going on?
DB.
The infamous, the gadget man himself. You know what I mean? Any new gadget come out, DB got it.
We got Ty in the house. 12-year stylist, Beth.
MC Debonair, you know what I mean? Yeah, this is where I get my, I take notes from. That's why I come to the shop, take some notes from Ty.
I'm back.
That's it?
He owes.
You know, and everybody know what I feel about the respect this man. I grew up with Bat 30-plus years from the H.I. Dub. You know, got a lot of respect for why, when we hear about, the controversial or the negatives about black businesses, I dispute that fact, because we have one man right here who runs an incredible business, and that's the reason why we broadcasting here, for because of the level of respect I have for this man and energy that he creates in his barbershop. And we're about to bring some of that energy to you today. But with that said, I had to stop these brothers, because we as soon as I got here, we delved into this conversation or to this subject right away, so I wanted to make sure we held it, so we can bring that to you all, our loyal listeners. But with that said, tonight's topic is living to the expectations of your mate. How do we jump into that? No,
first, we ain't got no women in here. So
yeah.
We got to get their perspective.
From Mel's point of view.
Yeah, from our point of view.
So first things first, like I said, I had my first woman panel a couple weeks ago. I want this particular topic, we're going to revisit this again about, our expectations or living to the expectations of our mate. But this is from a male's perspective. Like I said, to our loyal female listeners, please, if you feel free, if you have any questions or comments, please dial in and chime in on something that was said here. But these are some of the things I talk about over and over, that, these are the barbershop conversations that brothers come in and sit in the barber's chairs and talk about some of the things that they're going through I don't want to be on a negative spiel, because nothing is negative. This is just open communication, just putting it out there for the public, so, we can have conversation like we're about to, you know, have today about certain topics that goes on. But one of the things is the expectations of, you know, male and female or female and male. You know, there's these we talked about last time about the uncomfortable conversations between the two target markets. However, you know, these are the things that men talk about all the time. How sometimes we expect to be mind readers. You know what I mean? So that's the gift that I know you all have, some of our female listeners, but you know, we as men, you know, we don't have the ability. So sometimes we've been chastised, you know, not necessarily purposely, but you know, you all have certain expectations of. Well, I'm not even talking to the phone, I'm talking to the gentleman out here. The women have certain expectations of us. You know what I mean? But it's not communicated. You know what I mean? So now
you're supposed to know it already.
You're supposed to know it already, yeah. You're
supposed to read their mind.
Yeah.
And yeah. They focus on our mind,
mm-hmm.
and we don't focus on their mind, because we focus on getting stuff together, make sure everything stays tight.
Mm-hmm.
So our focuses are different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Their focus is on keeping the family together, making sure the house is clean. All that. Our focus is on making sure all the bills is paid, mm-hmm. everything's straight, everything, everybody protected and safe.
Mm-hmm. It's your main job.
Yeah, it's
your main job.
As a man, you know what I mean, our focus is on that at all times, no matter what. So.
And that's speaking of that, that's the thing that gets confused, because we supposedly, sometimes we both had different expectations,
yeah.
but if we're able to communicate and talk about it, you know, openly without getting attitude. Sometimes, what? You ain't know I was washing clothes today?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Why didn't you throw all your dirty clothes in there? Like, oh, well, I didn't know you was washing clothes today.
I wash every Friday.
Right. The biggest problem that we have, I think, between the two of us and the reasons why, just from my perspective, is communication just off top. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to have those certain conversations.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
What do I call them?
Okay. And it's true. They're uncomfortable conversations. Mm-hmm. Like, what is your expectations? Me and my wife just went through this not too long ago, maybe a couple weeks ago, when we were sitting here, we were talking about being married.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been married for 12 years. I've been with this woman for 15. You know, but we're still trying to understand each other
mm-hmm.
on that level after 12 years of marriage.
That's a long process.
But I always say to people, too, even when you're in those relationships, you always have to relearn your mate all the time.
Reinvent your relationship.
Right, because what I did 3 months ago ain't going to be the same thing I did now.
And
you know, I might not have liked sugar babies back then, but now I like sugar babies.
That's the key, too. You're not. I'm not the same, like me and my wife have been married for 19 years, going 19 years. I'm not the same guy she married in 19 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I evolved.
Yeah.
So, just like I evolved, the relationship evolved too. So, you gotta
mm-hmm.
keep reinventing yourself to each other.
Yeah.
That will keep it, you know, fresh. Because I don't feel like 19 years, it's like 1 year. We already refreshed it.
Well, that's what we think about.
Yeah,
we think about within that year. We gotta, as men, we gotta short mind spans. You know
what I mean? What you say? I forgot. Were we on tonight?
Yeah. I'm saying it's general. Like,
yeah.
My wife can tell me something 3 months ago, and I'll totally forget about it. She'll be like, well, we're going on vacation in August, and I'll be like, okay, remind me in August.
But it'll be like yesterday.
Yeah.
It's not that what you said ain't important to me.
I thought it was just me, fellas. I'm sitting here, man. Like, I feel bad. Like, how do you forget? I'm like, is it just me, man? So y'all guys just don't.
I'm like, hold up, man. Like, I told you that last week. I'm like, am I not supposed to? I'm the only one in the world who knows. You remember that, man?
Yeah, man.
They're so detail-driven.
Yes.
And we're not detail-driven like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're not going to remember what you told us. If it ain't about something that they're going to the household, or they gonna blow up nothing?
It ain't that serious.
Right.
You know
what I mean? Still a game ain't on? and then sometimes they come in and they tell you something when you know they ain't gonna get your full attention.
In the middle of a championship fight,
exactly.
12 rounds. You know what I mean?
No, I'm not gonna remember that. They gotta know too. You know, it's like if they watch a Lifetime, I ain't gonna ask you something and expect you to remember it.
Right.
You watch a Lifetime.
But I will, baby. I will.
Because
that's how much you mean to me.
Yeah.
But that's what they're going to lead you to
say.
Yeah,
right.
But now, when they forget, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
We forget.
See, that's my problem. See, that's my fallback.
That's everybody.
I ain't going to lie to you. That's my fallback. Yeah. Like, if I say to my wife, I want a certain a certain or something, and I don't get it. I just feel like sometimes with females, the females are the same way. Well, he ain't remember. I ain't going to do this either.
So it becomes tip for tat.
It truly doesn't evolve. Or like, it evolves a tip for tat, but it's not necessarily planned to be a tip for tat. It's just the battle of the sexes. You know what I'm saying? It's she wants what she wants. I want what I want. The problem is nobody wants to sit back and realize that somebody got to be an adult in this situation.
Yeah.
I got to either give her what she wants, or she got to give me what she wants.
Sometimes, you know what I mean, it comes to mind, people gotta understand, man, ain't no perfect person out here. You know what I mean? People gonna forget.
Mm.
People gonna, you know what I mean? I forgot to take my clothes up and put in the hamper. I was tired.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Don't go off. If you see it, pick it up.
That's
you know
my problem. I go
you know what I mean? If it's bothering you that bad, obviously it didn't bother me. If it's bothering you that bad, you should pick it up.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's how I
feel. And then they'll wait
yeah.
to come home to see
it. Right. They're looking at right there. Right. And watch you. Ooh, they get mad. Like, ooh, he walked past that like shorty. Yeah, you know I mean? That was like 8 hours ago. You could put that up. And you sit there and you go.
You watch that?
That's
you
know,
like,
a good idea.
Right?
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
What did you do?
How about this one?
I'm still sitting there.
How about this? They want you to make money, but don't want you to spend time at work.
Right.
Right.
I'm glad you got to do all this extra overtime.
Hey, they'll call you right at 7. You off yet? No. You know what I mean? But you want them purses. You want those shoes. You want to make money. You want those bills paid. It's probably work. It ain't work.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Well, I think a lot of it is what they see. Well, I don't want to categorize and say they. But a lot of what people see on TV is what they consider perception. You know what I'm saying? You see soap operas, and me and my wife talk about it all the time. Kathy's happy. That's scripted.
Mm-hmm.
It makes no sense to me. What I do every day, I get up in the morning, go to work, take care of my kids, come home. What we do on a regular basis is not what they do on that TV screen. You know what I'm saying?
You got kids involved. It's like you have five times. That's why you have five times for each other. You know what I mean? And then when you got kids involved, too, y'all got to know how to make yourself happy. Because you got a lot of things going on within the family, you know, and things are changing. So don't look for your mate to make you happy all the time. Sometimes you got to make yourself happy and then bring your mate back in with you when y'all have time.
Okay, so with that being said, right, let's say you do something to make yourself happy.
Mm-hmm.
They get mad at that.
So what you do is say, you want to come with me next time? You know what I mean? That's all.
Yeah, but what happens when you invite her and she never ever comes? And you stop inviting her.
Then that's her fault.
You know, you stop inviting her.
You can't blame yourself. You know what I mean? I gave you opportunity. That's somebody who don't
want to
be happy.
She's going to be mad.
My favorite food, which he's like, yeah, I think.
Seem like you think. We've been 15 years in. There should be no think at this point. We should be on that path of.
So I'm throwing out right here because I want to stay on this a little bit. We're talking about, because they swear like guys don't listen. I thought this was like their thing to me. You know what I mean? Cause I swear I thought I was the only person that don't pay attention. So they don't pay attention to me?
Look, bro,
we
both don't pay attention. But
okay.
I will say this, just from experience of what I've been through. I don't know about everybody else, but just me, myself. When you talk to, I'm one of those guys, like, if I got to talk until I'm blue in the face, there's a point in the time where I just quit.
Mm.
I just quit.
Mm.
You know, how come you don't? Yeah, how come you'll say nothing to me no more? Because I've said it 50 times.
Mm.
I'm not gonna say it 51 times.
Mm.
That's
you
what
know?
I'm saying. That goes both ways.
Yeah, and it does.
It does.
Yeah. My wife will tell me about things I don't do, like coming and I throw my shoes right down here in the middle of the hallway. And she's like, "Why can't you just put them up?" Because I'm not used to doing that. When I was by myself, single, I just threw my shoes wherever. And when did you start complaining about this now? You know what I'm saying? Like, it never was a problem before, but now it's a problem. That's why I said we always have to revisit and relearn our mate.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. Cause,
so we change.
Yeah, like, she may not have liked it before, but she thinks it's a problem now, so I have to change up who I am. And the problem is sometimes we don't want to change.
I mean, that's another thing, too. Like, you got to speak to yourself. If you have somebody that wants to speak themselves, I'm not going to pick myself, you're not going to pick yourself.
But that's that key word again.
That's that accountability. I'm not going to pick myself, you're not going to pick yourself.
You got to hold yourself accountable for what you're not doing.
It's a give and take. It's a partnership, equal to 50-50. You know what I mean? If you get divorced, you're taking 50% of my money.
You got a point, right?
So we got to be in it together.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
And it got to be just you.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, that's another thing.
Mm.
That's another thing that you grow in the mix.
I love my wife.
You're going to shortchange my computer, right? You know what I'm saying? You almost have me shortchange it. He said, yo, let me throw that in there, man. Hey, DeBoy, have me a napkin, man. Hold up, that, man. I don't even know if my computer going to work on it. He's a dog, man. Come on, man. I wasn't ready for that, man. Like, what?
Oh, that was a good one.
Come on, man. This is real rap. This is a live conversation, man. Y'all might see that. Y'all might see that on the video. God, I wasn't ready for that.
Oh, that was way funny.
I can't even hold that in, man. Before I go any further, man. You know what I mean? Public announcement. But this is all good, like real conversation. I mean, let me clean myself up. Got to wipe the slobber off my face. But you know, we had some, and that's the thing that people don't, you know, don't talk about how, or don't know. Women don't understand, and I know y'all talk about the hair salon, but you know, the barbershop is like, you know. No, that's like a legal therapy or
free range.
You can say whatever you want, and get some.
It's a place you get some good.
Depends on what time it is.
But I'm just saying, like, this is therapy because sometimes we think that we in this world by ourselves, and then when you have conversations like this, you know, married, single, you know, 20 years, 12 years, 5 years, or what have you, you know, we all in the same boat, so to speak. You understand? If we don't have an avenue, we have here, you know, some of us, you know, that's the reason why we do some of the things, whether it's, you know, verbally or physically abuse our mates, because we don't have outlets that we need. You understand?
Right.
And also, sometimes, when I was just talking, though, situations I've been in, I felt like I'm the worst piece of crap there is. Like, is it just me? You know what I mean? Like, I'm the only one going through. So,
yeah,
you brothers,
yeah,
you go to share some information. I'm like, God dang, is it? I'm the only brother to forget what you said 2 years ago. You know what I mean? Like, I'm the only one. I'm supposed to remember that. But we're going to delve back into this conversation. We're going to go to commercial break, one of our first two commercial breaks. And we'll come back with conversations with good brothers, and we'll get back into the expectations, or trying to live up to the expectations of our mates. So We'll be back in the, after the commercial break with more conversations with good brothers live at the barbershop.
If you are a recording artist and you're looking for the best quality, professionalism, and affordable pricing for your video shoot, you need to contact Blessed Media Group today. Blessed Media Group specializes in top-notch video production for entertainers such as rappers and singers. You need a sports recruiting video? You're getting married? Need an actor's reel? We've got you covered there too. Blessed Media Group, your one-stop video shop. For more information, please visit us online at www.blessedmediagroup.com. That's www.blessedmediagroup.com.
Have you been looking for authentic Caribbean and Latin cuisine in the greater Atlanta area? Well, we found the perfect spot, Caribbean Connection Restaurant, located at 2495 East West Connector in Austell. Featuring the best Jamaican, Dominican, Puerto Rican, and Cuban dishes in Cobb County, Caribbean Connection also features live music, a full bar, salsa dancing on Thursday nights, and a pig roast every third Saturday. So stop by Caribbean Connection, 2495 East West Connector in Austell, or give them a call at 770-439-2211. That's 770-439-2211.
Don't do what older women are doing. Like, they don't believe in that.
Coming back with conversations with good brothers, again, broadcasting live from the barbershop, having some good open dialect with some great brothers in the community, some incredible fathers, businessmen in the community. But before we left the commercial break, there was quite a few things that we touched upon, but I'm going to go back to one of the topics that we were discussing over the commercial break, and we're talking about living to the expectations, living up to the expectations of your mate. But one of the things that we talked about during the commercial break is the outside influences. Sometimes our outside influences, whether they be mother-in-laws, girlfriends, family members, they sometimes put some unforeseen expectations in, you know, our mate's head sometimes too. And it can be our boys too. Understand? Because we got some hater boys too that would encourage you to, you know, to get you in some trouble too if you listen to them. So or some uncles who had some bad relationships who will, you know, add some influence or put some expectations in your mind. So with that said, we're coming back to, how do outside influences, how do outsiders influence some of the expectations we have in our household?
It's crazy because not all women do it, but there's always that, women always got that one friend who ain't never been in a long-term relationship for one time.
Just one? Okay.
But there's always that one woman who wants to tell the married chick what she should and what she shouldn't do. You know what I'm saying?
Can't even in a relationship that's not working.
Yeah,
that's trying to tell.
But same thing. Like your relationship's not working, but you want to give her the advice that you wouldn't even take yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like I know of a situation where there's a Christian woman, and she goes to church all the time. And she knows what the Bible says. She knows exactly what it reads. She knows what it says about being with your mate and being married, and she wants to tell you that, but she doesn't tell her daughter, hey, that's not right. Because it takes away from the time that she'll have with herself and her daughter. You know what I'm saying? But you watch her do it with her husband every day, and you sit back and you say, you'll say to your mate, or you be like, you say, hey, you know, you see everything your mom do for you? For your dad? You ever think about maybe doing those things? Or did your mom ever tell you that? You never get that story of, yeah, she did tell me that, or I just don't want to do it. I just never understood that.
Did they ever say, well, I'm not my mother?
I've heard that before.
That's I mean,
it's
copping out.
Well, it's just like marriage.
It's one thing, but not willing to. I mean, you gotta be willing to just go the extra mile sometimes for your mate. You gotta do that. If you don't do that,
proof is in the pudding. You can talk to me until you do it in the face.
Sometimes you can go the extra mile, man. That's still not be appreciated.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
But that's what you
got to do it both ways. You got to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So you said.
You got to know your likes and your wants.
It has to be reciprocated.
Yeah, you got to know your mate. You know what I mean? And that's the first 5 years of your relationship you guys learn
that. Why would you mess with somebody like that? That's not going to appreciate
me. You know, sometimes you be so far along, they don't know.
Well, sometimes you can be in a good relationship.
I see people get married, don't
say they might evolve into that. I'm like about to say that. Yeah, there's certain people that are certain ways, and then when they get into that point where it's a long-term relationship, we really doing this?
A lot of pressure.
Yeah, it's like there's more pressure on me now. You know, it's like you ain't making enough money. Okay, I understand that, but neither is you. Why aren't we going to work this together? It's just like I tell people when they get married. You do realize when that person says Mr. and Mrs. whoever Bush, that's a new business.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's a building y'all creating right now. That's the foundation. Now you want that thing to flourish.
Yeah.
But if you don't look at it as a business and y'all are the two heads, the CEOs, or say you have a business and she's taking out more, you trying to build, but she don't want to build with you, it's not going to work. You have to be on that same playing field all the way in through this.
Can I elaborate on a little bit more? Like, do we automatically assume that somebody's supposed to, you know, be on that level? You know, like you said, like, why would we even deal with that? Is that part of our expectation? If I'm making you my wifey, or I'm making you my king, you should be doing certain things.
I was just talking with this, like, before you get married, shouldn't you understand each other instead of, like, I heard the word, Who was using expectation instead of like respect? Like, I know what you do. I know how you react when I do this, or she knows how I react. With, you know, just studying a person before you even tie that knot.
They don't even know.
Understand her. I respect that. I respect that from you. She respects this from me. You know what I mean?
Even look at the form of respect in a relationship like that. How many people even use the word respect? Like,
that's when
you
use
expectation, you think expectation, but in another word is respect.
Mm.
Because
respect and expect.
Yeah. Okay. I expect this. It's not about me demanding anything. This is just what I expect.
What you are. This is who you are.
Yeah.
And that's how she is.
So. And if you say to me, this is what you want, in order for me to respect you, I have to give you what you want. As long as you're giving me what I need back. It's like food. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get full off of a whole lot of candy. Candy feel good to you. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But the vegetables, you always skip off on the vegetables.
That's what's healthy.
Yeah, and that's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
We don't realize that we have to feed our relationships with healthy stuff.
Mm.
We're too busy feeding it with unhealthy stuff. Yeah. We getting full real fast. And it ain't nothing.
It's Mike and I.
I'm going to deal with a lady.
It's real talk. Like it's like health. Like you, in order for you to take care of your body, you got to put the right food in it for you to live and prosper. You got to put the right food into your relationship. If you're not putting the right food in it, you're not getting anything out of it.
I'm gonna pick on Ty a little bit on. I mean, cause Ty, not pick on Ty, but you know, get Ty's floor. I'm just coming back. That's powerful, Ty. We talk about even this conversation we're talking about. You and I, you know, because we build a lot about these are some things that I expect. These are my expectations. But how many of us, I know you are very boisterous or, you know, people say, you know, you speak your mind. But how many of us are telling our mates or potential mates what we expect? And we feed them candy and we tap dancing around these vegetables because sometimes some Brussels sprouts is nasty. You know what I mean? But it's necessary. You need to hear this.
But that's not a lot unhealthy of times, conversations.
Those are unhealthy conversations.
Well, not unhealthy, but those uncomfortable conversations.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You know what I'm saying? We so busy whining and dining trying to get what we want out of this situation and don't even realize that.
Because Kit Kats.
You know I mean? Even have a good conversation with her. Like, I didn't sit down and ask her what her thoughts was or what's in your future plan in the next 5 years?
Mm.
Are we having those conversations?
Oh, no. That'll come out to me too late.
That conversation.
But that's true. Those are conversations that need to happen in the beginning.
Right. But and those are our expectations in our mind, though. We are expecting her to know these.
The reason why, because you really don't know you're married as a chick. You know what I mean? And the relationship flourish, and then if you know you're married. Then you have a kid.
Now you locked in.
Now life is happening.
Yeah.
Now you talk with the hustle and bustle of providing and and she's nurturing the family. It's now it's a
you take your thing and one start over.
You're building your foundation's already set. You know what I mean? Now you can, it's 5 years into the relationship. Now you want to have this conversation.
Right. I was just told that every relationship has stages, and if you're not growing out those stages,
and that's what you said. I mean, you have to talk about that different, you know, you got to constantly build these things.
That's true.
Well, you're individuals. Like, we're all individuals. Like, I can go into an argument with you, but I have my own perception of how I want this argument to go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you don't do in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to discuss something, you got to go in open-minded completely.
Yeah. You can't
go in there thinking that I'm going to go in there, I'm going to scream, and I'm going to say, I want the kids to do this, and this is what I expect. No, I got to compromise.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't compromising. If I'm going in, I feel like a tyrant. I'm telling her what I want.
Right.
It's about us being a team.
That's where respect is brought along. Because you tell her what you expect. But you're telling her, you're not giving her respect.
Well, here's another
thing.
When you look at that.
That goes both ways, though. That's
the
male.
No, that's true.
The women do the same thing. I mean, how do you expect me to do this A, B, C, D?
If you don't
know
A, B, C, and D.
Take Fridays off.
That's
I can't do that. You know what I mean? I got to rob a bank. I got work to do this, that. You know what I mean?
I was told back in the day, well, how much are you making a day? Well, I'll give you that to take off. Ain't that taking away from the pot?
It's kind of counterproductive.
Yeah, that's taking away from the pot. So, like, what are we doing here?
Mm-hmm.
You know when I get off, let's make the best of my off days.
Right.
You know what I mean? You know what time I get off, let's make the best time we got to spend together. You go and do, because you have too much time on your hands. You know what I mean? You go do what you're supposed to do to help build, you know what I mean? Get some bricks for this house.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's a building block.
Right.
See, but even when you give them what they want, it's a problem, though. I've had situations where it was like, hey, I want you to stay home today. They can stay home. You upstairs in the bedroom. I'm downstairs watching TV.
I could have been at work.
I could have been hanging out the barbershop getting some knowledge.
But how it is with that? They feel a sense of security when we in the house.
Mm. See, but that draws.
I know, but it's a sense of, you gotta understand a man's role. You know what I mean? Just like on Good Time, back in the day we watched Good Time. You know what I mean? All is well when James is home.
Yeah,
there's no fears and no nothing. You know what I mean? It's the same thing. You know what I mean? We're like the alarm system. They don't need the alarm system while we home. You know what I mean? Because anything coming to our house, we're gonna take care of.
That's a good point.
That's a
great
point. And a lot of us, even me, myself, being honest, that's something that we may miss out.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because we won't even think of that.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
I feel like, yeah, there's been times where they want us in the present.
You know what I mean? Even if they're upstairs, ain't paying no attention, and you ain't paying no attention, you in the house. You be down in the basement. They could be on the third floor.
See, I get mad at me myself. If you want me here, I need to be here for a reason.
That is the reason.
You know what I'm saying?
You in the house.
No.
Mm.
That is the reason.
Mm.
ATT. I mean, ADT, like that? ADT.
You're for security.
You're
for security. That was it. I got a first little question here from my man out of Philly. He says, creating a law for others to live by that you do not follow is a criminal act. When will some women realize that it's arrogant to create expectations but not adhere to them?
Right. Like, but wait, too. You know what I mean? Don't expect or put expectations on me that you can't follow.
Mm. You
want
your friends too much.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How you gonna tell me don't go hang out, but you gonna hang out?
Mm-hmm.
How you tell me don't go to work, but you want to do overtime?
Uh huh.
If it's overtime, when you get double time and a half, it's okay.
Mm. That's a good one.
But when I'm at work and I'm working overtime and get out till 9:30, you got to get on bus. No, you can't do that.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Same playing field.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And that's sometimes I think that they're not as conscious of that expectation they have of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, we're a lot of us are leaders, alpha males, whatever. So somebody telling us what to do creates a problem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, you know, that's where the communication, like, hold on, you know, some of my expectations is to be told not what to do. You understand? That's the
right.
expectation of mine. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I'm going to communicate that to you. Like, I'm a man. I know I do, but my expectation, I know I'm going to have to listen to somebody, but I have expectations
right.
in my mind, and I don't want to hear somebody telling me what to do. We're going to go to a question online. Question from our email says, I'm dealing with a crazy-ass broad. He said, I'm dealing with a crazy-ass broad who expects me to get a job. Help. What do I do?
Get a job.
First thing you got to understand is a man.
If
you want her to respect you, you got to be a man first. First and foremost.
And
she might be helping you.
Yeah.
She could be in your corner for all we know.
Why do you think she's crazy? Because she's telling you to get a job.
That's
just pushing you to do the right thing.
No, but there's some females that
don't
like that too.
We don't know if you got a job or not.
I'm hoping you felt the energy from this is conversations with good brothers. We're the type of men that believe in work first and foremost and being providers. So I know your question is kind of vague, where it says, she wants you to get a job, and some of the brothers on the panel said we don't know if you already have one, but based on the limited information we have. To her brother, I would say that first and foremost, she's entitled to think that. No, I think that every man should be able to provide. So I don't care if you wash your cars, max your credit cards out, whatever you got to do first to make sure you have some money to take care of her or to contribute while you're trying to get that job.
Take
care of yourself first. If you need a job, take care of yourself first. I don't know. Again, we're not passing on judgment. You gave us limited information on your question, but
I realize too, when you don't even ask for help, people are giving you help. And that could be what she's doing. Just in general, she's giving you, or she's pushing you. She's shoving you. She don't want to let you go just yet.
Mm-hmm.
She's giving you that chance. Sometimes you got to read things differently.
What are you doing?
That's the bottom line.
What
are you doing? Staying around the crib? You being a bum? What's the deal with you?
I don't want to say that. It's very broad. It's a very broad question. You know what I'm saying? There's no detail into it, but still in the same sense, man. Just read into it a little differently. If she's somebody that you care about and she's doing things for you and y'all got a good relationship, my man, she's just pushing you.
You're thinking negative. You
think
positive.
That lady might be helping you. That's another thing we got a problem with. We tapped on that in a couple of episodes before. We were talking about pride. Sometimes you got to let your pride aside, bro.
Mm,
And just let that pride sit there. It'll kill you, man. You might be losing out on the best thing you got in your life. Just thinking this way.
That pride is a bad boy. I know. For the call-ins, the emails, really appreciate that. Again, I only want to delve into our next topic or next point we want to make, because we're about to go to commercial break a few seconds earlier. But we're going to come back with conversations with good brothers after the break. However, that is the last break, and if you have any more questions or comments, please feel free to call in or press 1, or as the gentleman prior, just email your question to the engineer. It'll send it over to me, and we'll address it. As always, thank you so very much for tuning in as well as asking questions. I really appreciate that. But we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be back with more conversations with your brothers, broadcasting live from Bass Barbershop here in Pittsburgh.
EX3 Radio is looking for new radio show hosts and new radio show formats. If you're interested in hosting or co-hosting your own show and looking for a great platform to share your personality and perspectives, the EX3 Radio Network is the place to be. When you become a part of us, you become family. Email us today at expectedendentertainment@gmail.com for more details. That's expectedendentertainment@gmail.com, or visit EX3 Radio on Facebook. Excellence speaks for itself. Experience it. EX3 Radio.
You've been waiting on it, and now it's here. X's, O's, and W's. Inspirational stories from successful basketball coaches. The greatest collection of basketball coaches ever in one book. Written by award-winning writer C. Nathaniel Brown. X's, O's, and W's shares motivational and wisdom topics such as faith, family, success, work ethic, teamwork, and character from championship coaches, including Hall of Famers Rick Pitino, Lute Olson, Ann Donovan, and Morgan Wooten. It's more than a sports book. It's wisdom, inspiration, and motivation. Order your copy today at www.ex3ent.com. That's www.ex3ent.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ask the brother if he got kids. You got kids?
You probably
swing. There's a lot of guys out here.
And that could be it, too.
Mm.
Because, oh, I ain't even thinking. Oh, back, Kyle, this is in the middle of our next point, but back with conversations with our good brothers at the barbershop. Again, we were still building on the last comment the brother made about, the situation, dealing with his woman, and we were had some points we made out over the break, the commercial break, but we due to the limited information. But again, as brothers, as I call ourselves quality good brothers out here, it really doesn't sit well with us, knowing that a woman could take care of you, and then you will be cool with that. You know what I mean? Like we I know every mother here thinks that we expect to be the providers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's okay if your woman make more money than you, but I'm not going. I still expect, to put something on that plate.
Uh-huh.
You understand? So if our woman is, for one, and we ain't even talk about that. I know there's a lot more detail to that last brother called in, but if you live in somewhere, some bills is getting paid.
Oh, definitely.
So for one, you have to appreciate her for holding it down. You know what I mean? For however long you've been without a job. I've been in situations like that myself. So I definitely understand. So, but I would appreciate. I know it is a difference. I have this thing about expectations and appreciation, but when you have somebody paying your bills, letting you drive a car, and feeding you, that doesn't resonate well.
He can't be hustling. He cannot be saying he's doing nothing. Get a job? What? He wouldn't even put that up there.
Yeah,
if he was providing, he wouldn't have to put that up there.
The point of the guy, he got on my nerves when he's called crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. You know,
a crazy bride.
Bro, you should elaborate a little bit more.
Yeah,
the conversation is us not realizing the expectations. Yeah, the expectations. She has a certain expectations of what she wants. She wants a man with a job.
But I'm coming back with Ty said before that commercial to your point, DB. But Ty mentioned if that's the expectation, you should have never took the number. You should have never moved in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But again, if he was working for a period of time, lost his job, but he should still be in a position to be able to have some money saved up where he can carry himself. But when you're talking about expectations, I know some sisters out here, you understand, and even with us, if you ain't bringing nothing to the table, we exchange some numbers, but we ain't moving in. It's a different ball game when you move in together. Because when you move in together, you saying we plan on building.
Man.
Now, if you just exchanging numbers, y'all having a little physical thing, there ain't no expectations. But when you talking about moving in together, the expectations go up a little bit more.
Well, that's where the communication, there's no communication on that.
Mm.
I mean, not in my generation. I mean, there's quite a few, but my generation, they ain't talking about that.
Building?
They can't see tomorrow.
Yeah.
They can't see tomorrow. They going to build something. They can't see tomorrow.
Yeah, it is getting watered down.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was thankful enough to have a mother.
And it's generation. It's generational.
And it's crazy, man. But, like all our kids, we instill that in them, look for the future and save the future and all that. And these kids out here, man, see it every day. They're living for right now.
Mm.
Well, that's the future. They're living for right now. So why don't they build?
Well, when you look at
they got doors coming out for $180. I'm going, I got to get that.
The household being mom, dad, and kids.
Right.
Don't no longer exist. That's the abnormal lifestyle.
Say that again.
You know what I'm saying? Mom, dad, kid, that's abnormal.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
In today's generation, that's abnormal. Whereas where I was growing up and I seen my mom and dad and them back then, that was normal.
Right.
You now see more single mothers.
Yeah.
Now you're starting to see, and I've seen it a lot, more single fathers.
doing what the mother should have been doing, because now he's doing the same thing that the men were doing.
It's all about
life. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to hang out with the kids. I'm out and I'm doing this, and I'm at home doing all the things that my wife should have been doing. And I'm not saying my wife in general. I'm just saying in general. But the man doing
the fat guy in the world right here. Let me clear this up.
I love my wife.
No, I'm just saying, but the man is what the wife is doing. So you got role reversals now. You have men who are playing both roles where it used to be women predominantly doing that. Both ends of the spectrum, male and female, are doing the same exact thing, and we're not even addressing that.
And we talk. You know, I always say we function so well in dysfunctionality.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Because now we have so many. Our community is so dysfunctional. When you said when you talk about the numbers in Pittsburgh, where you got 70% of kids being raised in single parent households, 75% as a matter of fact, that's dysfunctionality.
Yes.
But we function so well in dysfunctionality that it becomes the normal, as you said.
Yes.
And we don't even know 40 years ago this is abnormal. Yes. What's going on for
so
young men?
Our culture playing that.
A lot of it. And I'm even coming back to it. I don't even know. And again, that's why I'm looking so forward to having sisters on a panel, you know, to discuss this. But I know I've been saying some things about, because I grew up in dysfunction. I tell people all the time, you know, my grandmother had kids by different women. My mom had kids by different men. And I got kids by different women.
Right.
So I got generations of dysfunctionality.
Right.
And it's cool. You know what I mean? So now I'm talking to my son and my daughter, like, please break the dysfunctionality. We've been functioning so well in dysfunctionality. It's crazy.
Because it's normal to us.
Because it's normal.
It's everyday life.
So you say when Rock talking about our culture, when you go through certain neighborhoods, man, look at that. You know, you go through our neighborhoods, we grew up in the hill and the home, where you're like, man, this is crazy.
For
a 16-year-old kid to have.
I was that normal for having a brother and a father.
Yeah,
well,
nobody talked about it.
A father in the household. So I thought mine was dysfunctional.
Mine
was. Your father was probably the neighborhood father.
He was.
Cocky.
Everybody was scared.
Everybody.
Yeah. Our kids one structure. Our kids one structure. But if you don't get it when they're in Pampers,
Well, just like me, I take offense to a lot of people when they see me out with my kids and spending time with my kids and doing things with them, where they be like, you a good father.
Oh, man.
That irritates me because. Because I'm a black man and I have my young black kids with me, and they're with me all the time. I'm a good I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do.
But you said it earlier, that's TV, right?
Right, it's perception.
You know why?
What was TV?
This is why when people do that. They used to say people love their kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people. You know, you love your kids.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to be with your kids.
All the time.
There's a lot of people that don't love their kids.
Now you're crazy. You know? Now explain that, because I ran a program and I didn't realize that there's so many people I heard don't love their kids.
Yeah.
People think just because you have kids, you love your kids.
They
that's
have
true.
Kids
so they
to get a
what
check.
They need to get a
sometimes.
Check.
Yeah. Sometimes they have kids to hold that man.
Mm.
And if that kid come out looking like that man, I don't love him. That kid will get abused.
Especially
if you know what I mean?
Ain't no kid, ain't no pregnancy gonna keep a man. You know what I mean? They don't want to be there. Right. My expectations. That's what's going on. That's the result of what's going on right now. These young girls having kids to keep a man or to get a check or get on welfare for the get section. They get some, whatever. You know, in the case may be, and I mean, and the man ain't, they young, they don't care, so they don't. Oh, yeah, I got me a C coming on.
They spend no time to see that kid, to spend time with that kid, to nurture that kid. Now the family's broken up. Now the kid's going to be lost, and he's going to do the same cycle. Like you said,
dysfunctional.
You know what I mean?
You do what you see. The person who lives in the project is going to forever live in the project because he watched her mother or her father or whoever.
And unless somebody gets up that kid, they come to the Bass Barbershop and get some knowledge. Get that kid. We're going to tell you like it is. You can be out. You can get out of that project. You don't have to be right there where you at.
That's right.
I mean, we're gonna give you a foolproof plan how to get out of it.
And Marlo, and how did our expectations get so low, man? Why is it okay that we expect to have kids out of wedlock?
Not
you know
what
I mean?
Because wedlock ain't cool. Being married ain't cool. You know what I mean? You tie it down. You can't be with your friends. You can't have no fun when you're married.
Mm.
It's just like alcohol. You can't. You don't drink no more. You can't hang with us. Why? I don't drink it.
Is it a problem with me or is it a problem with you?
No, you ain't got no problem. Drinking, I'm a designated driver now. I'm going to leave me. You're going to leave me. I don't understand that. You know what I mean? So that's why it don't get on me. It don't get on my nerves. You know, hey, I'm married. Love it. I'll hang with whoever I want to hang with and do what I want to do. It ain't like you got handcuffs on. You just respect your wife when you're out. That's all. It's all about respect.
I think it's not normal. Like,
what is normal? Ain't nothing in this world normal now.
I mean, but if we go off what we see, if we're going to go off of what we see, if we see mothers walking without their dads,
so what's the excuse? All right. So since I'm going to play devil's advocate a little bit. So what's the excuse for the woman who sees the mother and father in the house but can't duplicate the same thing in her own situation? And that's a big problem, and that's something to think about. But that's something to think about, because you got mommy and daddy there teaching you how to play mommy and daddy roles. Mommy taking care of daddy, daddy taking care of mommy. But as soon as me and you do our thing, you don't use that as an example. Well, my mom cooked for my dad, and my mom made sure that she was cool with my dad before she did anything. Why aren't they doing it themselves? What's the excuse there?
There's no excuse. You got to see how they perceive the mother and father. Are they seeing that? Sometimes you're a kid, I mean, you're seeing that. You know what I mean? Because you're in the house, I mean, you're in the house. You know what I mean?
That's
how focused to be. That could be the mother and father could be just for security blanket. I mean, I'm monitoring what they do. I'm not doing it, you know what I mean? Is that mother and father teaching that child?
That's true, too.
You know what I mean? And then she might be learning off of her friends that don't have a mother and a father in the house. And think that's fun. But you don't do what you want to do.
I feel you.
You know what I mean? So you can't always blame that. It's all about the situation on the mindset of that kid. Of child sitting what are they learning from the mother and father being in the house?
Person, individual.
You know what I mean? What are they learning from the, you know what I mean? Are our friends, who's the friends with that child?
Well, I always say that's a big
the friends. The friends is the key. They learn more off of friends than their parents.
I believe that 100%.
I mean, good parenting is knowing how to let your kids. I mean, select the right friends for your kid.
That's why I always
that's
tell.
That's parenting.
That's why I always tell people. Yeah. Somebody keeps saying yes to everything that you're saying. They're not in it for your benefit.
Right. Right.
They're not in it for your benefit. You can't be right about everything.
You get 2 to 3 good friends in your whole life. Rest of them associates. My dad told me that
100%. Man.
And when you gonna marry?
You were so right.
You throw that out. You said who told you that?
My dad.
That's powerful, but you know we have I'm coming back to the point that we have made, like, you know, you hear these things that, you know, women is, you know, I'm cool having a kid on my own. You understand? You know, they say that, but you know, when they talk about what it's very selfish. What is your expectations for your kid if you choose to do it on your own? And I'm not going, you know, on the flip side, come back to the sorry brothers who are not, you know, taking care of their responsibilities. You know, what the expectation did you have of this brother when y'all start, you know, having unprotected sex? Because you had to have some expectations of him. You know what I'm saying? Was your expectations low? No, how do you put yourself in that situation where you hear sometimes you see these brothers, you know, you ain't taking care of your other two or three. All of a sudden, this bomb diggity right here is going to make you take care of yours. Like, what's your expectation?
I mean, I'm killed with that. Why would you go and sleep with somebody unprotected? You already know that he have other kids, but other women.
Oh, my God.
And still,
man.
You don't ever sleep with you because you don't kiss.
Yeah.
You don't have a kid. Like you said, ain't nothing, it's going to be nothing different. He don't change. What did they say? A tiger don't lose his stripe?
Yeah, people don't lose his stripe.
Well, 9 times when you talk to a person and ask that person what they think about that person, they can't keep you making positive in the
worst. What?
They don't
like that. That's who is grown up and raised.
Yeah.
Mama has a baby with him. He's so cute.
Yeah. Good hair.
It's that physical. A lot of people get attracted.
So they're using each other.
Well, it's that physical. You got to get past the physical in order to get to see the person.
Yeah.
That's what people don't understand. We look at the outside like, oh, she got a nice body.
Yeah.
Give it to the grand. Might be great. And then you just think about it like, I can deal with this for the rest of my life. Don't even realize 5 years from now she's crazy.
She's crazy.
She's crazy.
A man's more
stuck.
A woman choosing to sleep with.
Not all women.
Not all women. Well, nowadays, you're right.
Nowadays, it's been a little more.
Easy it is.
Mm-hmm.
Very easy.
Men,
when we talk with women, we worry about their emotions. Before we,
we select
our words.
Yeah,
we
just
more
careful.
I should talk. I'm like, hell no, I'm going to say what I want to say. You know what I mean? Understand it.
You rude dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
you
know
what I mean? I love time for that.
Shut up.
What? I'm shut up, but I'm going to get my point out.
He's towards in Eugene. Yeah, I mean. thanks again. Signing off from Conversations with Good Brothers. Have a good one, everyone.
One. Have a good one.